Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at trains. I just started a job with the railroad, and so that's why we've been looking at them. And it's been interesting. One thing that has kind of shocked me, and this is before this week, before emails or Facebook or anything like that, when I first told people that I was getting a job at the railroad, a lot of people are shocked that the railroad is still around and that trains still go. You know, a lot of people equate trains to the old West and cowboy times and things, but as we learned on Thursday's show, I mean, they've been around way, way before that, centuries upon centuries before that. And they're still around today. And I'll admit, you know, I never really thought about trains. I have some friends that work out there and stuff. And so when they got hired on, I was like, oh, well, it's the trains do a lot of stuff and they're always going. That's something I didn't know. Like, trains go 24/7, 365. The railroad does not take a day off, which I find interesting because there's very few corporations or practices anymore that are like that. I mean, even Walmart closes on for a few hours on Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think. And that's kind of just blows my mind. So, you know, all that stuff that they're delivering, that they're getting to you, they're people that work there are missing their families and missing time with them to bring you goods and services. So that's, I don't know, I thought that was really interesting. And also the scope of it. That's another thing you don't realize, that something, obviously, if it runs that much and it does that much work, there's a lot of things going on. It's a little insane to think, but like, the BNSF, one of the two major companies here, they have over 32,000 miles of track across the United States. That's a lot when you think about it. The other big one is Union Pacific Railroad, and they have just over 32,000 miles as well. So between those two, they have like 65,000 miles of railroad track. And I know some people, you know, who, if you live in the city and you don't travel, don't get out, you don't see it. Here in Texas, we have a lot of open nothingness. And even in our big cities like Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, you see a lot of train yards and you see trains. But especially when you're out traveling, it's not uncommon for that highway to run right alongside a railway. And just the scope is massive, 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 massive. I think back in 2010 was the last thing they said, was that it was that BNSF traveled 169 million miles, their trains did. 169 million miles. Think about that. That is insane. That's, I don't know how many times around the world that is, but I'm sure it's a lot. A whole lot. And, you know, when you are moving all this stuff, you know, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew they moved like coal and grain and stuff, but they move cars, farming equipment. They have refrigerated cars that move meat and things like that. Pretty much anything you can think of, they move. And that, you know, you don't think about it. In this day and age of Amazon and whatnot, we're just used to saying, okay, I want that, and it's here. And we don't put a whole lot of thought into how it gets here. Now, and that's another thing, they do a lot of work for UPS. So, you know, that's a step in the another link, I guess would be the better way to describe it, in that chain of getting you all your stuff and what you want. Trains are important to that, just as much as the UPS driver, the FedEx driver, the post office driver, any of those type things. You know, the railroad is incredibly important to that. And that's something a lot of people, you know, just don't think about and don't realize. And myself included, you know, even here locally, we're a smaller yard and it goes on for miles and miles and miles. It's everywhere. And it just kind of blows your mind. I don't know. And another thing people don't realize, you know, they think trains, and especially if it's like a passenger train, like a subway style car or something, you know, it may only be 6 or 8 cars long. Well, some of these freight trains, they are miles long. You know, they'll have 50, 60 plus cars on them. And that, again, is just hard to fathom. You know, this industry that, if you don't know about it, definitely kind of works in the background. I won't say the shadows, because it's not sketchy or creepy or anything like that. It just works in the background of a lot of stuff, and people don't think about it. It's everywhere. That does sound kind of ominous and creepy when I word it like that, but it's just really just blows your mind when you sit down and start to think about it and you start to look at it. So next time you're out and about, you know, look over there, look, see if you see trains and things, because they're everywhere. Count the cars. When I was younger, I'd always like hold my breath when a train went by and see if I can make it to the end of the train. I don't recommend that if you're driving. That's not a great idea. I don't want you passing out. Be like, oh, the night nerd said we could hold our breath. No, I never said that. I did not say that at all. But yeah, just keep a lookout for trains, and they're everywhere, and they're awesome. And if you have friends that work for the railroad, you know, like I said, they are away from their family and their quality time and stuff, so that way you can get that Amazon order or whatever. It's interesting, but that's going to wrap it up for this week. Make sure you find us out there on social media. Just look for The Night Nerd. Give us a like. Also, give us a subscribe on whatever you're listening to. That way you get all the shows on the network. Lots of good things going around here. And you can even email us. We even do that. I mean, everybody does email. But we respond to all of them. You can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Love hearing from everybody. But otherwise, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And join us next week when we talk all about the Teen Titans. Take the last train to Clarksville. Will I be waiting at the station? Will I have time for coffee, for later kisses, and a bit of conversation?